Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into something that sounds like it's straight out of science fiction, the fourth industrial revolution. And no, we're not just talking about faster Wi-Fi or the latest iPhone here. This is a massive shift that's impacting pretty much everything around us. Think like the invention of agriculture or the printing press.
Yeah.
That level of change.
Yeah. It's easy to think, oh, this is just the internet getting better, but it's really not. The speed and the scope of the changes happening now are just mind-blowing. It's like someone hit the fast-forward button on technological advancement.
Okay, so like paint a picture for us. What kind of future are we actually talking about here?
Imagine cities with no traffic lights, because self-driving cars can all communicate with each other. Or doctors 3D printing organs for transplants. And how about algorithms sitting on corporate boards making decisions based on data analysis? This is the kind of future that Klaus Schwab lays out in his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution.
It's a pretty vivid picture, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to wrap my head around how this is different from, just the internet getting better.
It's the convergence of technologies like artificial intelligence, robotics, and bioengineering. They're not just evolving separately anymore. They're merging and amplifying each other at a pace we've never seen. It's not just that we aid this tech, it's that it's starting to blur the lines between the physical, digital, and biological. It's changing what it means to even be human.
So it's not just about cool gadgets. We're talking about technologies that could totally reshape who we are as a species.
Exactly. Think about Schwab's example of implantable mobile phones.
Right.
And we're not talking about wearables here. We're talking about devices inside our bodies. This isn't sci-fi anymore. It's on the horizon.
He makes that point really clear by comparing the speed of these changes to previous revolutions, right?
He does. He says that the internet revolutionized the world faster than the invention of the spinning wheel. But these fourth industrial revolution technologies are being adopted even faster than that.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. But Schwab doesn't just lay out these trends, does he? He digs into how this actually impacts our lives.
Absolutely. He argues that this revolution could lead to either amazing progress or a dystopian nightmare. It all depends on the choices we make today.
So no pressure,
Right.
right?
Right. It's a powerful reminder that we're not just passive bystanders in this revolution.
He dives into some pretty big issues too, like inequality, the future of work, even the future of war.
Yes, and to really understand his concerns, we need to look at some of the specific technologies he highlights. He covers everything from designer babies to artificial intelligence that's already smarter than 4-year-olds on IQ tests.
Okay, now that's both fascinating and a little creepy.
There's also the development of neurotechnologies that could enhance or even control our brains. It's mind-blowing stuff. And Schwab doesn't shy away from the ethical questions. Just because we're approaching the capability to do something, should we?
It's like that classic sci-fi dilemma. Just because you can build a robot army doesn't mean you should. But let's bring this back down to Earth for a second. One of the biggest issues Schwab raises is how the fourth industrial revolution could make economic inequality even worse.
One of his most compelling arguments is around what he calls the platform effect. Imagine a world where a few powerful companies control giant digital marketplaces for pretty much everything: healthcare, transportation, even food.
So basically, Amazon, but for every aspect of our lives.
Precisely. That kind of concentration of power and wealth could lead to some crazy levels of economic inequality. And it's not just about like who controls these platforms. Schwab is also really concerned about the impact of automation on jobs.
He's not just talking about factory robots replacing people, is he?
No, he actually uses lawyers and doctors as examples. You know, professions we usually think of as safe and secure. But he says that artificial intelligence and automation are coming for those white-collar jobs, too.
So what happens to all the people who depend on those jobs for a living?
That's the billion-dollar question, right? Schwab says that this time it's different. We can't just assume that brand new industries are going to magically appear and replace all the lost jobs. He thinks we need to be proactive about creating new opportunities, like new social contracts and safety nets for a future where work might look totally different than it does now.
It's kind of a bummer going from like utopian progress to potential economic disaster. But this revolution isn't just impacting us as individuals, right? What about the global
Yeah,
impact?
Schwab says tech is totally changing how countries relate to each other, starting with how we connect as people.
You mean social media? Seems like everyone's glued to their phones these days, constantly connected.
Exactly. And that hyperconnectivity, as Schwab calls it, can be a good and a bad thing. On the one hand, it can bring people together across huge distances, but it can also create echo chambers. and what some experts call filter bubbles.
Filter bubbles? That sounds kind of ominous.
Basically, it's the idea that algorithms, trying to personalize our online experience, they end up just feeding us more of what we already believe, which can make us more polarized and less likely to listen to other points of view.
So the internet, instead of being this open marketplace of ideas, it just becomes a bunch of people shouting their opinions into the void.
That's a danger. And it's not just about social media either. Schwab also talks about how these technologies are changing global security and even warfare.
You mean beyond just drones and stuff?
Right. He uses the example of cyber warfare, where the line between peace and war gets really blurry. Like, imagine a cyber attack that shuts down a whole country's power grid or financial system. No one even fires a shot, but the impact is huge.
And then there's the whole thing about autonomous weapons systems, like straight out of Terminator robots making life or death decisions.
Yeah, it can be pretty scary when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwab emphasizes that we need to have serious conversations about the ethics of these systems, and we need international cooperation to make sure they don't have unintended consequences.
This is a lot to process. Where do we even start?
It's easy to feel overwhelmed. But Schwab's book isn't supposed to scare us. It's a call to action. He wants us to remember that we're not just along for the ride. We have the power to shape how this revolution plays out.
So what's his suggestion? Should we all throw away our smartphones and hide in the woods?
No, he's not saying that. He's much more optimistic than that. He believes that individuals, businesses, and governments need to work together to make sure this technology benefits everyone.
So we need to make sure people have the skills to succeed in this new world.
Exactly. Education's a huge part of it.
It's actually kind of reassuring to hear that we're not completely powerless.
Yeah, we have more agency than we think.
Agency to do what, exactly?
To decide how these technologies shape our lives. Schwab focuses on the big picture. But the fourth industrial revolution isn't some far-off thing. It's happening right now. In our pockets, in the algorithms that control what we see online, the way we work and connect with each other.
So instead of freaking out about robots taking over the world, we should be paying attention to how technology is already influencing us every day.
Exactly. Ask yourself, how do you get your news? How do you connect with your family? How do you decide what to buy or what movie to watch?
Yeah.
Are those really your choices, or are they being shaped by algorithms that are designed to predict and manipulate your behavior?
Wow, and you put it like that, it's kind of creepy.
It is, and that's why awareness is so important. Once we start paying attention to how technology is influencing us, we can start making more conscious choices about how we interact with it.
So like stepping outside of our filter bubbles, questioning the information we're being fed.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming our ability to think for ourselves.
And to make sure technology serves us, not the other way around.
That's the goal.
This deep dive has been quite a ride.
I know, right? From mind-blowing possibilities to some pretty scary potential pitfalls.
But I like how Schwab emphasizes that we have the power to shape the future.
He wants us to be conscious creators, not just passive consumers.
So to everyone listening out there, as you go about your week, pay attention to how technology shows up in your own life. Are you in control, or are you letting it control you?
It's a question we should all be asking ourselves.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into the fourth industrial revolution. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and remember, the future is not predetermined. We all have a hand in shaping it.